Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, September 13th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Some voters believe the president should be allowed to fire Supreme Court judges. Disney CEO defending the company's woke position. Families pay more taxes than any other time in history. A report ranks the most dangerous cities in the country. Also ahead, is it all over for network TV? But first, a survey from Axios finds 35% of Americans believe the president should have the power to remove judges if their decisions go against the public interest. 43% disagree, 22% don't know. The overall approval rating for the Supreme Court is at a historic low of 36% after the Roe v. Wade ruling. Now, if presidents could fire federal judges, including those on the Supreme Court, our system of checks and balances would evaporate. The CEO of Disney proclaiming victory in his company's fight against Florida Governor DeSantis, Bob Chapek, telling The Hollywood Reporter, quote, "We stood our ground against a barrage of attacks from some politicians. These are complex social issues where we absolutely want to represent the needs of our employees and consumers," unquote. Well, Chapek is talking about Disney's opposition to the Don't Say Gay bill, which some Americans believe indoctrinates young children. U.S. families now spending more on taxes than groceries, clothing, and health care combined. Data from the federal government shows the average household pays $15,000 every year on basic necessities, but we also pay $17,000 on average in taxes. Food right now, the highest expenditure. Families spending $800 a month on groceries, up from $600 2 years ago. A report from the U.S. Census Bureau reveals the cities with the highest homicide rates. The most dangerous towns in America: Flint, Michigan; St. Louis; Baltimore; Philadelphia. And the highest murder rate: New Orleans. At least 210 people have been murdered there so far this year, passing the entire year of 2020. The Big Easy, now the ninth most dangerous city on earth. In a moment, CBS, NBC, ABC, in trouble. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The Emmy Awards presented last night. I bet you didn't watch. Very few people do these days. And the question is, will network TV survive? All in the Family, Happy Days, Mary Tyler Moore, Ed Sullivan, all legendary network shows. Almost every American was aware of them and most watched. Well, those days are over, and we are in far less happier days, pardon the pun, when it comes to the networks. Recently, NBC said it may cut back its primetime programming between the hours of 10 and 11. The plan would be implemented as soon as fall 2023. Under the proposal, the network's 200-plus local affiliated stations would take control of that programming and collect all the ad revenue, NBC giving up. Why? Because nobody watches primetime TV anymore. Today, overall television viewership on the networks is down 50% from 20 years ago. Some examples of decline. The Oscar telecast, 2002, 42 million viewers. This year, 14 million, down 65%. The Tonight Show, 2002, 6 million viewers. This year, 1 million, down 83%. The Olympics, 2002, 45 million viewers. This year, 11 million, down 75%. That's incredible. Now, the primary reason is the internet. Americans are going there for entertainment, and why not? Network TV is boring, largely. Reality shows dominate. The Voice, The Masked Singer, Survivor, The Bachelor, Dancing with the Stars. Come on. This is cheap, foolish entertainment, and the folks know it. At one time, the three networks dominated American culture, with titans like Mike Wallace, Johnny Carson, Carol Burnett, Sid Caesar, Jack Benny, the Smothers Brothers, on and on and on and on. Now we get naked people on an island. Television used to be fun, interesting. It brought Americans together. We talked about the shows the next morning. Now, it's pop stars spouting cliches, and it's insipid. Word of the day, insipid. So, say goodbye to Hollywood, as Billy Joel once sang. It is over for the three networks, ABC, NBC, CBS. It is just a matter of time before they fall into complete irrelevance. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you will consider pre-ordering my upcoming book, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. It is out September 27th. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. As you may know, the global tourism industry suffered catastrophic losses when COVID hit 2 years ago. Before the pandemic, 50% of Americans traveled during the summer months. The average household spent $2,000 for a family vacation. Now, for the ultra-wealthy, there is a growing travel trend. It is what travel agents call globetrotter tourism. For a high price, the super rich can circumnavigate the planet on luxury cruises. Here are some of the itineraries. First up, Holland America Worldwide Tour. That trip departs from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, returns 128 days later, making stops in Brazil, Hawaii, Japan, Middle East, and Europe. The voyage starts at $23,000 per person, but that is for the lower cabins, and booze is on the house. Next, Oceania Cruises Global Escape. The ship leaves Los Angeles, docks in New York City 200 days later. Folks on a budget can opt in for smaller segments of the trip. You can get off and then come home. The full journey will set you back $40,000 ahead. Guests begin each day with a caviar breakfast and a glass of champagne, which may get old pretty quick. Regent Cruises, offering a trip around the globe. That ship visits 40 UN World Heritage sites in places like Honolulu, Bangkok, Shanghai. The boat has 10 different restaurants, 14 bars, 2 casinos, 2 nightclubs, and 4 movie theaters. The price, $70,000 per person. And again, that's for the lower berths. The most expensive cruise on Earth, the Silver Seas Mastership Silver Cloud. Unlike other excursions that primarily sail east and west, the Silver Cloud travels north from Antarctica to the Arctic Circle. Trip takes 200 days, costs $110,000 a head. That's a lot to see penguins. In total, 20 different companies now offer voyages around the globe. The average ticket price, about $50,000. But with gas prices on land, well, back after this.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.